Hey there, I'm Sam, and this is 7-Minute Books. Today we're digging into The 24-Hour Mind by Rosalind Cartwright. Sophie, before you read this, did you think of sleep as just, you know, the off switch?
Honestly, yes. I figured sleep was the brain's way of powering down to save energy. But Rosalind Cartwright's The 24-Hour Mind completely flips that. The mind is never off. It runs on a 24-hour cycle, and sleep is an active, essential phase of processing.
Right? And she uses that factory metaphor to make it concrete.
Exactly.
During the day, you're on the production line, taking in raw experiences. At night, the night shift comes in to sort and file the day's haul, discarding what's not needed and integrating the rest.
So the night shift is doing real cognitive work, not just maintenance.
That's the central thesis. REM sleep especially is a critical time for emotional regulation and memory consolidation.
Right. So when I have a terrible day and then dream about it, my mind is actually trying to make sense of it?
Yeah. She rejects the old Freudian idea that dreams hide secret messages. Instead, dreams create meaning. They connect new emotional experiences with old memories and dampen the emotional charge.
That makes a weird kind of sense. It's like the brain is doing therapy on itself while you're asleep.
Exactly.
The sleep architecture matters too. Early in the night, you get slow wave sleep for physical restoration and consolidating facts. Later, REM sleep gets longer and does the emotional work.
So there's a division of labor. But I read that in depression, that emotional work fails. What happens there?
Depressed patients often enter REM too quickly, and their dreams are short and bland. The night shift is slacking off. Raw emotions don't get processed, so they just carry over, fully charged, into the next day.
That's heavy. And it creates a vicious cycle. Worse sleep leads to worse mood.
It does. And that's why sleep deprivation can temporarily lift depression in some patients. It's a brutal reset.
Okay, what about nightmares? Those aren't just bad dreams, right?
Right.
They're a failure of the mood regulation system. The emotional charge is so high the mind can't weave it into a coherent narrative. The dreamer gets stuck in a loop of fear.
But the book says you can change the ending. It's called image rehearsal therapy. You rehearse a new, more empowered outcome while awake.
Yes, you give your sleeping mind a new script to work with. Then the processing can finally complete.
I also love the part about creativity. She explains how sleeping on it actually works.
Because the sleeping mind is free from logical constraints. It can make loose, associative connections and pull together disparate pieces of information.
Right. So the solution that appears in the morning isn't magic. It's your night shift having solved it for you.
Exactly. That's why our waking lives matter so much for sleep. A day full of stress and unprocessed emotions leads to turbulent sleep. But mindful engagement and emotional honesty set the stage for restorative sleep.
I actually tried something after reading that. I started writing down my worries before bed, and honestly, I slept better.
That makes sense. You're giving your night shift better material to work with.
It's a feedback loop, and she makes a bigger point about society, too.
She does.
Our culture glorifies busyness and treats sleep as a waste of time. But cutting sleep short isn't gaining productive hours. It's borrowing from emotional and cognitive reserves.
Right. So she argues that collective sleep deprivation fuels anxiety and depression, and it's also behind the burnout epidemic.
One more thing that struck me was lucid dreaming. She sees it as proof that the boundary between waking and sleeping consciousness is fluid.
So you can consciously participate in the night shift's work, facing fears and rehearsing new behaviors in a safe simulation.
It's a powerful idea.
Yeah. But is all this scientifically solid, or is some of it speculative?
It's based on decades of sleep research, especially her own studies with depressed patients. Some details have been refined since, but the core idea holds.
The thing I'm taking away is that when you wake up in the morning, you're not a blank slate. You're the product of the previous night's work. Your mood, your sharpness, and your resilience are all shaped by how well your mind processed the day before.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. You'll find over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles to read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So to understand ourselves, we have to honor the full cycle. The mind works all day and all night, and the quiet hours are where it makes sense of the chaos. We'll see you in the next one.